hayloft.
Okay. Did you have a fenced area around?
Pasture, yeah.
Like around the barn, did you have any place fenced in?
Yeah, it was usually boarded up, just a pen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How about a place to keep corn? Did they have a separate little building? Or?
Yeah, a lot of times it was just where they kept it up. My grandmother's was an old house that they originally lived in before they built another one, just called a corn barn.
And my father had it used to be a house.
Yeah, my father had, whenever he built his house, he built a barn that you put the corn in one area, and the mule stable was on the side, and the hog pens under the shed and around back, and then a pasture all the way around all of it where they could be turned out and things like that.
Okay. Do you remember if they ever had a place out in the field where they would pin up the cows to milk them or collect manure or anything?
Not out in the field. Now, we used to pin them up, if we wanted to load them up, haul them off as a hog. A lot of times you got there and make a pen to get hogs in to get the pigs all together so you could wean them or whatever you wanted to do to the pigs. And a lot of times we hauled off chicken manure, though, from the chicken coops, because they had, like I said, they kept about 500, 600 chickens, and we're always hauling that out and cleaning out the mule stable where they close the mule up at night, you know. You'd always haul that manure out and put it out in pasture.
Use it for fertilizer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I got a chicken house across the road from where I live. You can always tell when they're cleaning it out. I live in Georgia.
Where at?
Between Athens and Gainesville.
Gainesville. You live anywhere near Smyrna?
No, it's on the other side of Atlanta from Smyrna. Smyrna's kind of northwest of Atlanta. We're northeast.
Okay.
I-85.
I know a few people out that way. There's a gospel group we have around here a lot called the Newlands. They're based out of Atlanta, but they live out somewhere on Cherokee Road, somewhere over in Smyrna.
Yeah. No, it's about an hour's drive from where I live to Smyrna. So, but they raise a lot of chickens. In fact, Gainesville is called the poultry capital of the world or something. They even got a chicken monument downtown. It's like it's a big bronze pole or something with a little statue of a chicken on top of it. But so that's big business around there, chickens. What kind of fencing will people have?
What kind of fencing?
Yeah.
Well, way back yonder there was a little bit of split rails. Is that for me? Okay, excuse me just a
minute. Mm-hmm. Fences.
There was split rails, some paling fences from way back. Then from then on, it was hog wire and electric fences.
Electric?
Yeah, you could drive wooden stobs in the ground with insulators on them, plastic or glass insulators, and wrap a strand of electric wire and run it out. For cows, we usually use two strands. For hogs, you put it low down on the ground with one strand. We'd fence off corn patches and things like that for them to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And just put on an electric fence. And they'd get burnt by that fence and they'd leave it alone.
Hmm. They always have to try it, though.
Well, yeah, the pigs, I'm sure, initially, the sows and stuff, after one time, they didn't ever bother anymore.
Yeah. What are the paling fences made of?
Palings? What it was, they would build put a lighter post in the ground, and then they'd nail them.